This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Jeez, just looking at the junk mail here. Everyone all... I've got a use for this junk mail. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Jason is engineering the broadcast right here at GCN, Genesis Communications Network. I'm Vincent Fennelli. If you'd like to give us a call, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, well, there is one that's running live. So you can't listen whenever you want. If you want to listen to USA Prepares, you have to listen when we're live. 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418. 1-8. And that's from Global Star Communications. So 9 through 11 a.m. Central Time, you can listen to USA Prepares. I want to thank Global Star for putting us on the satellite. They have decided that they like us enough where they will pick us up and put us on the satellite. I really appreciate that. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth Isaacs.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, that's not the question. The question is, how are you? Because I looked at a map of Australia, and almost the entire perimeter is on fire. Literally, no exaggeration, with fires going on in other parts of Australia. It's smoky, and it's on fire. How are you, Gwyneth Isaacs?
We're not on the perimeter.
Mm-hmm.
We're in central Victoria. So, I won't give our location, but we're nowhere near the coast. We're about 200 or 300 kilometres inland from the coast in every direction. In fact, in some directions, a lot more than 300 kilometres. So there's no bushfires in this immediate area. And... I don't think there's going to be because, you know, there's been rumours on the internet of these bushfires being, deliberately lit by people who want to drive people out of these areas. And I think there's something to these rumours. And the fact that we live in the middle of nowhere, nobody's interested in the real estate that's around here for putting things like railway lines through, high-speed railway lines and that sort of thing in this area. I don't think that there's going to be massive fires here because I think that these fires are deliberately lit. I think the whole campfire thing is, you know, well, it's possible, but it's not probable because, you know, they said, oh, we got 187 guys that we arrested for lighting fires. I would like to see their name. I would like to know their court dates. And, I would like to even go and see them getting tried, you know. And I don't think that you're going to hear anything about their names, their court dates, and who they are, because I think that the whole reason why these fires even started in the first place is a lot more complicated than anybody with any so-called authority wants to let on. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Wow. Wow. I'll tell you why I'm saying this. Yesterday, I was forwarded a hit piece on Dane Wigington. Now, Dane Wigington, I just want to make sure the class understands, I consider Dane Wigington a senior USA Prepares instructor. Dane Wigington has made presentations to our meetup group for, you know, over the years. He has been on the air with us over the years. We talked to each other on the telephone at length, and I was livid because I was going to be on John Stadtmiller's broadcast last night, and I was. And forwarded to me was from John Stadtmiller was this hit piece on Dane Wigington, alleging that he's not who we think he is. And I called Dane up, and I said, I left him a message, and he called me right back. And I said that I was going to be on this broadcast, and I was livid because he was being attacked. I was furious. And, you know, there are allegations that Dane Wigington has lots of money. And he has a complement of lawyers at his disposal. And what people don't realize, there's another one of those chemtrails flying over our farm. What people don't realize is that he funded it himself in the early, like the first 5 years. Kind of like USA Prepares, where we're a bunch of volunteers and nobody gets paid. Well, he funded it, and he's being attacked. He has lawyers working pro bono, and he's being attacked. And anyone who doesn't realize that the climate is violently changing is a moron. Either that or they're living somewhere where it's climate controlled. No change. But for the rest of us, we're looking out and around, we see that there are wild temperature swings. There's ice when there shouldn't be. There's snow when there shouldn't be. There's no snow when there should be. Things like that. Trees are dying, grass is dying, massive droughts, then flooding. So I talked to Dane about exactly what's happening in Australia last night. He said the most remarkable thing. Kind of like what you just said, Gwyneth. He said that the fires have most likely been set intentionally to do the dumbest of short-term things. And that would be to release smoke particulates into the air to block the sun's rays to keep the planet cooler for a very, very short time until the smoke dissipates. That sounds absolutely fantastic, outside of anyone's belief. Couldn't possibly be true, but you know what? There's a lot of sense to it. And I'm not saying I think it's unbelievable. I think it is believable. I think that the fires, many of them, maybe not all of them, were intentionally set. And when you combine that dot with what you just said, Gwyneth, you're there, you're in Australia, it makes sense. And the people who set these fires, and by the way, David, a USA Prepares instructor, called in last night to Republic Broadcasting, and he commented on how the people who would do these, to orchestrate these kinds of things, I'm not talking about the guys who have the matches, I'm talking about the guys who think this up and say, oh, here's a great idea, here's what we'll do, we'll set Australia on fire. The guys who think this thing up, or like this, have unlimited funding to remediate. So while you would never do that, I would never do that, most everyone else would never do these kinds of things, the people that do them want to take the property, want to make changes, blame it on something else, and then later on benefit from it. So what is the benefit? Well, heck, if you want to get people out of the coastline of Australia, you just set it on fire. And if they don't get the message the first time, when it grows back, it's set it on fire again. So
that's
I really
that's
think
that...
What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's something to this. Now, I see on the call screen, we had a call, and the caller hung up. Let me tell you about calling into USA Prepares. Let me tell you a little bit of protocol. Just as a little side trip, I have a call screen that shows here in Missouri at the farm all the call lines that are tied to USA Prepares. I can see when a call comes in. I can see how long it's been ringing. I can see when it's automatically answered. And then you're put on hold automatically by a machine. And then the engineer will come over and answer the phone. But the engineer is running multiple broadcasts. So that means that the engineer is not always sitting in front of the call screen anxiously awaiting a call. So if you decide to call, and if you want to be on the air, you'll need to let it ring and ring and ring and ring and ring until our engineer answers the phone. Now I can pick up the call right here from the farm, but I have no idea who it is. And it may be somebody calling for another broadcast. So I tend not to do that. So if you want to be on the air, just let it ring. It'll get answered and stay on hold. I see you. And as soon as the engineer comes over and jumps into Studio 3, he will answer the phone. So, Gwyneth, that was what Dane Wigington mentioned to me last night, and it makes a lot of sense when you consider how some people have no morals, no values, no scruples, and will do anything just because they feel like it.
Yep, that's about the sum of it. And the thing is that these people want to think that they rule us. These people want to think that they actually have authority over us. Anybody who thinks that these sorts of people ought to tell them to do absolutely anything has got rocks in their head. They need to wake up and smell the coffee and start thinking about themselves and let go of a lot of, to be perfectly honest, religious indoctrination, whether they're religious people or not, you know, that they have been indoctrinated by somebody, whether it's through the church or whether it's through the school system, I don't think it really matters. But, you know, they need to let go of that religious dogma that says that, you know, that is justified for evil people to tell good people what to do. Does that make sense, Vincent? No evil person ought to ever be telling a good person what to do, and no good person ever ought to be receiving such instruction. Because, you know, here's something that's just occurred to me as I'm sitting here. The Nuremberg precedent of the World War II war crime trial, the Nazi war criminals tried to claim that they were just obeying orders. And that's the reason why they sent, like, people to the death chambers and tortured them and lined them up and shot them and all the rest of it. They tried to claim that what they were doing was okay because they were only obeying orders. And, you know, something, there was an absolutely historical international law precedent was set at that time, and that is to say that to claim that you are only following orders is not a legitimate defense.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Class, we're the only broadcast that I know of that has a regularly occurring correspondent from Australia, 2 hours a week for years. And that is Gwyneth Isaacs, and she is a degreed scientist. For those of you who are new to the class, Gwyneth lives on a farm, and she lives in a mud brick farmhouse. She generates her own electricity with her solar system. She does everything the hard way. She grows her vegetables, and she's a farmer and a degreed scientist. And she pays attention to what's happening. She looks up, down, looks all around, and shares with us what she sees. And Gwyneth, you mentioned, and she's an author. If you want to find out more about her, you can go to Amazon, and you can type Gwyneth Isaacs, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, last name I-S-A-A-C-S, Gwyneth Isaacs. If we continue this thought about the Nuremberg trials and the war criminals were using the defense just following orders, and that defense did not hold up, and those war criminals were executed, what about other people who say the same thing? Kind of like, well, it's policy. It's policy that if it looks like he's got a gun, even though it might be a cell phone, and I'm afraid I can kill them. That's what other people say that have uniforms. They say, well, I thought he had a gun. Right? Isn't that what they say? I was in fear for my life, so I killed him.
But, does that mean that, actually it does. If I get trespassers on my lands and I think that they have guns, that I'm and I fear for my safety, that I'm entitled to kill them, actually it does. If people come around here and they are armed and they think that they can do whatever they want to me, I might have to call the police afterwards and get them to take the bodies away.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that. I met a guy. He had an item for sale on the internet locally here. And my son and I made the, let's say, 100-mile round trip to go look at it. And he had a long driveway, kind of like we have. And there was a sign that you could see when you got close to his house. And it said, I have a gun and a backhoe. And I had to chuckle. I looked at it, kind of like Columbo. I was, embellishing a little bit with my emotions and actions. I kind of looked at it, pointed at it, tilted my head, and I started laughing. And I said, I'm with you. I'm in the same place. I got a backhoe, too. And what he was saying is, if you come over here and you steal something, there might be one sound, one discharge that's heard, and then the roar of the backhoe, and that will be the last anyone will have seen you. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
So,
let's continue this
by extension. Yeah. And I was thinking about this morning, and I thought you might want to talk about this. So there have been reports in the United States. In a little west of Missouri, that there are these formations of 5-foot to 6-foot wingspan drones flying around, a whole bunch of them. And you'll see one coming over the horizon, and another one, a whole bunch of them. So now that we have close to a war going on, because a general was killed, blown up by the United States, allegedly. And then there's retaliation, and I know that military bases are on extreme heightened security. I know that it's very difficult to get into them, because I've received correspondence to that effect, and I've also read that in the news. Well, what if you see a drone flying over, over the trees, and then it's coming toward your house? What do you do? Now, let's talk about that with Gwyneth. I have some thoughts.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. After last night's Iranian missile attacks on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. troops, the Pentagon has just announced there were no American casualties and says damage done by the attacks was not significant. President Trump is to address the nation shortly about the whole situation. Meanwhile, Iran is warning the U.S. against retaliating for yesterday's attacks. The U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, who's running for the White House, says this all needs a diplomatic solution.
Not all problems can be solved militarily, and we should not ask our military to try to solve problems that they cannot alone solve.
A report out this morning from ADP and Moody's Analytics says private payroll jobs in the U.S. are on the rise, with companies adding 202,000 positions in December. That beat analysts' expectations. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and so by extension of the defense, just following orders from the Nuremberg trials. What about these drones? Okay. So even the small ones, you know, it could be innocuous as your neighbor taking a test flight over, you know, with his drone from his Christmas present. You know, it's, oh, I really want to see what this is like, Daddy or Mommy. And or it could be that peeping Tom that's, you know, a couple blocks over and wants to look into your bedroom and bathroom windows or fly over your backyard when you're the ladies in your house are, you know, sunbathing. Or it could be an act of terrorism. What would you do? Would you think as a trained Leo, law enforcement officer, and be in fear for your life, and then just shoot that thing out of the sky? Or would you say, nah, it's just Charlie, he's a peeping Tom, and, you know, he's, what are you going to do? Or would you say, well, it's, you know, it's Billy, and he's got that for Christmas, and he's just going to take it for a test drive, and maybe he won't fly it into a tree. So, Gwyneth, what are your thoughts about this? If I would consider a drone flying over our farm as a threat. There's no reason for anybody to be flying a drone over our farm. What are your thoughts?
Well, I would tend to agree. I would say that unless, like, my own son's drone, that if it's flying on our land, it's got no reason to be there. And I don't have firearms. If I did have firearms, I'd be shooting it. I would get my other favorite projectile firing device, and I'd be trying to hit it with projectiles. I'd be trying to knock it out of the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so on Friday class, Kyle and I will be talking about some tips for hour number one, then it's tips from the book, hour number two. And if you decide that you have an idea for what would you do, what would be the best tool to take one of these things down if you were in fear for your life. I'm not just saying just target practice, because it seems like the government corporation doesn't want you to plink at these things. But if I were in fear for my life, I would have absolutely no reservation pulling out a tool and trying to take that thing down, because I don't know what it is. And there's no reason why anybody should have one of those things flying over my property. None. I would consider it a threat. I don't know if it has an aerosol. I don't know if it has an explosive. I don't know if it has a gas. I don't know. And I would consider it a threat if one of those things were hovering near me. So on Friday, if one of you has experience with, skeet shooting, shooting birds, let us know what a good tool to go hunting with would be. I see we have a call, so just hang in there, and our engineer will be answering your call in a short amount of time. But I don't know what that amount of time is. But so just let it ring. I know you can hear me, and we'll answer as soon as, or I'll pick up as soon as the engineer does. Gwyneth, you have sent me an email about applying for a job, and I have a feeling that you are finding it as difficult as I would if I were applying for a job. Would you like to share that with us?
Yeah, it seems like, I have to apply for work because of certain government contracts that I have signed up to, so the government supplies me with money, and in return I agree to go out and look for work. And I had to do that because I was going broke, and we were just about starving here. And I'd been doing everything that I could to try and get income in the door, and nothing was working. And it was a matter of last resort. But the thing is, every time I apply for a job, I think, yay, I'm perfectly qualified for this job. I'm going to put in an application for it. And that's how I used to be. Now it's like, yeah, well, I know I'm perfectly qualified for this job, and I'm going to put in an application for it. But, yeah, I probably won't get it. And I'll tell you why I probably won't get it. Probably they're going to receive the application. They're going to go, wow, this lady, oh, my gosh, this application that we've got. And by the way, every time I do an application, I do include my nom-de-plume, and I include my real name. And the reason why I do that is for this reason, okay? I don't want for any employer to hire me and go through all that trouble, get my hopes up, and then later on he finds out about my radio work and gives me the sack. Okay? If he's one of the lefty loon variety of humans, which it seems that most employers around here are actually, I think that what's happening, and I mean, if anyone has received a job application from me and they say, no, that's not how it went down. You know, there was just a more suitable applicant. I'm prepared to go, yeah, fine. I'm glad you've got a more suitable applicant. But I think that what it is that, that employers are seeing me, they're seeing my application, and then they doing some background checking into who I am and to who Gwyneth Isaacs is, and then deciding that my job application needs to go in the round file. And I don't know if the younger members of the class know what the round file is, but it's often made of wicker, sometimes made of wire, and it sits in the corner, and you can use it for basketball practice. If you get bored doing whatever job it is that you need to do, you can roll up bits of paper and you can throw them in the round file. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, we used to call that 86 it. 86 it, the round file, the wastebasket, the trash. Those are all synonyms.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't know that many of the younger people even know what a waste paper basket is, because in the modern office there's actually not that much paper.
And, well, there's a drug. It's an abortion drug, and it's called RU486.
Yeah,
the letter RU4, the number 486. And that, if you say it as a sentence, R, as in A-R-E, U, Y-O-U, the number 4, F-O-R, 86, RU486, meaning RU4 termination. Okay? That's what the pill's called, RU486. So that means when you 86 it, that's it. It's being destroyed. It's going in the dump. It's trash. So, yes.
Yeah, that's right. I think that that's what's happening, which is basically, it's pretty scary, actually, because this is exactly what they were doing to dissidents in 1936, 37, 38, and 39 in Nazi Germany. They were just unable to find work, or even if you were a Jew back in that time, you would find that, you know, you'd be the perfect applicant for the job, and then people would do a background check on you and they'd find out who you were, and suddenly the job wasn't available anymore. Or that they'd, you know, found a more suitable applicant, is what they say. And, you know, I'm sort of like, well, yeah, whatever. But at the same time, I can see how dangerous this is, that, there may even be people pressuring people not to hire me. You know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, you know, there just genuinely are a bunch of more skilled writers, broadcasters, commentators. Maybe there's actually a bunch of people out there who are environmental scientists who, you know, are freshly graduated and have been trained by scientists as eminent as Professor Tim Flannery and Professor Victor Prescott and Professor Ian Plimer. And all three of those scientists are household names here in Australia. And, you know, all three of those scientists were my university professors. This is who I took, actually, you know, the majority of my classes in my environmental science degree were with Tim Flannery or Victor Prescott, and both of whom are some of the most eminent scientists out there, you know. So, you know, it's like if you were, I don't know, if you were a scientist and you'd been trained by Edward Teller and you were a physicist, for instance. How many, I mean, I know that there's a few Edward Teller acolytes on the USA Prepares faculty, but I don't know how many of them there are out there in the broad universe. I suspect that there's maybe several dozen in the whole world, and I know that there's two that are on the USA Prepares faculty. They've publicly stated it in the past, so I will mention who they are. But Dr. Richard Allen Miller and Sam Bayo are both acolytes of Edward Teller, who was in charge of the Manhattan Project. Did you know that, Vincent?
Well, I know he was involved in the Manhattan Project. Groves, General Groves, Leslie Groves was actually the guy in charge for the military. And, of course, Robert Oppenheimer was one of the leading scientists. But, yes, yes, Teller was involved, absolutely. And so was so were some other scientists in the United States. You're right.
Yeah.
By the way, we have David on hold. Yeah. David will be with you in just a minute.
That's you know, but the thing is that it seems to me as if I'm getting constantly passed over for work.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the reason why. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does. I mean, I could put on my resume that I one of my instructors was Carl Sagan, and Frank Zappa. Of the mothers of invention. I mean, but no one's going to hire me. There's no question about it. Let's David, welcome. You're on with Gwyneth Isaacs.
How you doing?
Hey, thanks for calling in last night. You know, you bring a wealth of firsthand experience to USA Prepares, whether it's calling in when I'm a guest somewhere or whether it's right here on USA Prepares Monday through Friday. Well, shoot. You know, I fly by the audio and not by the clock. I should probably pay more attention to the clock. We're going to, Dave, we're going to a break. Would you please stay with us? And Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. We're talking. By the way, could you get a job, David? Or are you like the rest
no.
of us?
Nope.
Here we go. It's unanimous. Boy, we'd be something if we could ever get a job, huh? We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Well, there's three of us here. I can't get a job. Gwyneth, David, and I. David, you want to talk about drones?
Yeah, I'll make a comment really quick, though. I hope, you know, I do call in the other shows when you're on, and I just hope it's appreciated or wanted.
Absolutely.
I can't tell their attitude as much about it, but, you know, but I just hope it is.
Oh, David, hold on just a second. I want to make sure I understand. You don't know how you're appreciated here at USA Prepares?
No.
Because you really are. Okay. Well, I would love to meet you, and you know, hopefully, if I go toward Illinois, maybe we can, you know, set up a meeting. I really, really appreciate when you call in, because, and I was thinking about this last night, and actually, I even told our engineer before the broadcast started. I said, I was telling him how when USA Prepares brings firsthand experience to the radio, people who have done it, and other radio outlets talk about generalities, they talk about politics and things like that, but what the callers to USA Prepares bring, and the instructors, they bring firsthand experience. So here's the topic, and here's what happened with me, to me, those kinds of things. That's where we are so different. And we have the solutions. Here's what the problem is. Here's what happened. Here's what we did. Here's how it worked. So, yes, you are appreciated. And last night I didn't mention who you are because it didn't seem like the host was more of in a hurry than I would like to be. I don't like being in a hurry. He wanted to get through a bunch of calls. So I didn't say, I just want to tell you who David is. So I didn't do that. Most of the time I do, but last night I did not. But yes,
this show seems to go so quick for some reason. I don't know.
Okay, Here's the difference. We're talking about Republic Broadcasting. So sometimes I'm a co-host filling in for John Statmiller, who owns the network. And John Statmiller's been to the farm, and I've been to his house and so forth. And I've been to his network, and I broadcasted from his chair, his seat in his studio. So we know each other pretty well. Republic Broadcasting takes a lot of calls. We don't take as many calls. They want to get through the calls faster. I want to get through more detailed information. So that's one difference, right? But then again, we don't have the most calls that we've ever taken was, I think, 31. Steve Elkins and I took 31 calls in 2 hours, which I think was a record. But it was wham, boom, 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 boom. And I don't like doing that. I really don't. I like to have complete thoughts, complete information. And I want people to leave with the knowledge that will help them get started in whatever it is that we were discussing, so they can continue it on in their own lives. But I really appreciate you being on the air. And there is no time when I see a call that says David in Illinois that I would not take the call. It would not happen. You would be on the air.
I would like to mention one thing really quick. When I first started calling your show, I did call a few other shows briefly. They wanted me to call back. They were larger shows, but I didn't. Because of what they said on the screener, and I was shocked. But I started calling your show, and the things we've talked about, and you said people give us heck of what we talk about, but then you see it somewhere else. And one of the last times I was on there, our local channel, news channel, which you would be aware of, you mentioned it before, had exactly what we talked about and went into detail. 3 consecutive days in a row. And I'm like, that's what gets you. You know, I mean, you get beat up, ridiculed, and then they'll take your information and talk about it.
There's no shortage of people who are willing to take your ideas and take full credit for them, even though they don't have the ability to think through the kinds of things that they steal. I've seen that all my life. I'm not just talking about radio. I'm talking about everything. So, Rich Sheban will call me, well, he calls me a lot, and so does Steve Elkins at home. And Rich Sheban has said so many times, I'm thinking like every 2 weeks, hey, Vin, we talked about this, and now it's in the news, you know, a day or two later. So we started, and I really believe that we have people who are listening to us to figure out what they can talk about on their radio shows. And I'm talking about national and, you know, television and radio. And that sounds kind of braggadocious of me to say that, but I'm not the only one saying that. I'm not the only one seeing that. I've even made up terms, and they show up. Mm-hmm. Made up terms in other media. You want to hold through? And because I know you want to talk about drones. Okay. And so Gwyneth and I and David can't get a job. I don't think we would be a good fit. We'd be asking a lot of questions, and the supervisors wouldn't have the answers. So we'd want to make it better, and they wouldn't know what to do, so just don't hire us in the first place. I think that's kind of what it's like. And I have a feeling that it's not just the three of us. I think it's our entire faculty and class. I think we're all kind of not going the same way as the GDP. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.